Yo, welcome back to the Tyson James podcast. And man, I got some shit I wanted to share with y'all today. And this may apply to some of you already. And if it doesn't apply to you, then I think you should take your time and think about if it should apply to you or not. So, in my most recent past, within the past month, I've been told by people that I love that I'm delusional, because I believe in things that haven't quite happened yet. I am an optimist. A couple years ago, I told my mother-in-law that I was going to, you know, get a, you know, multi-million dollar home, and that we always going to be good. We was going to be straight. And I told her this about maybe 4 years ago. And at the time I told her, I was closer to that as far as cash-wise. I was closer to that cash-wise when I told her that than I am today. So she asked me about this recently. Like, all right, you said we was getting this crib. I'm ready now. I'm ready to move in a crib. How far along are we? And the honest truth is, we far away from that. So she said, you know, maybe it's time for you to become more realistic. Maybe we're not going to get a multi-million dollar house. Maybe you need to come into reality and think about maybe getting a $200,000 house or a $300,000 house. And I was like, thinking to myself as she was saying this, like, nah, like when I said it because I believed it, and I haven't stopped believing it yet. And every day that I get up, I work towards this, and along the way I have accomplished many things. Now, I'm not where I want to be yet, but if I lived in quote unquote reality, I wouldn't be as far as I am today. I would not have accomplished the things that I have accomplished. Like, even most recently, you know, I am an entrepreneur. I do have my own business. But also, in the midst of that, I still have to work for people sometimes too, which I said I would never do. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So I'm running my own business. I was a truck driver. I was in the trucking industry, and I broke down all types of barriers and accomplished all types of things while I was trucking. And I didn't want to do that anymore. And I had been fighting and learning and talking to people and taking all types of actions to figure out how I was going to get out of the trucking industry, because I didn't want to be a truck driver no more, because I feel like truck drivers got such a bad rap. You know, like, you don't hear people calling truck drivers smart. And, you know, I want to be smart. You know, I want to be intelligent. And that's what I put my energy towards. So I was like, ain't no way I could be a truck driver and be smart, just because the stereotype is a typical dumb driver. And I didn't want to get caught up in that. I was even ashamed and embarrassed to even tell people what I do. But I digress. So I've been working hard. You know, if anybody been watching me on Instagram, my Instagram handle is Wealth Practices. And anybody that's been listening to the podcast knows that I put out inspirational speaks and motivational talks. And this is something that I have been trying to do and get paid for at the same time. So recently I just got hired to motivate the students in the Philadelphia school district. I'm actually getting paid more money now than I was getting paid as a truck driver. And mind you, when I left the trucking industry, I was a driver who never been in an accident, a lot of experience, could put the truck anywhere. So when I left the truck industry, I was one of the top drivers, you know, in the country, you know, over 1,000,000 miles driven without an accident, et cetera, et cetera. Even one time they said, I drove up against a computer, said nobody's ever gotten over, I think, a 91 driving against a computer. Well, I've done it with the receipts. I did 100% with the computer. So it's just stuff that I didn't want to do. But moving forward, while I was in the truck, I listened to audiobooks. When I came home, I read books. I met people. I did everything that I could do so I can get out of the truck. I jumped right into another industry, and I didn't start at the bottom rate, because I put the time, energy, and effort into my craft that now when people see my talent, I can't get the bare minimum. I got to get more than that. And I'm saying all that to say, like, before I got to this point, I was at that point, but I always dreamed about this point. It wasn't quote unquote real. It wasn't reality. It was just something in my head. And I think that a lot of people that create something, or a lot of people who bring something to pass that other people can't see, they get called delusional. They get called these names unfairly only because other people can't see it. So if you got something in your heart, and you have something in your mind, and other people can't quite see it, and you're speaking these things forward, and you're talking about these things as if you know they're going to happen, people are going to say you don't live in reality. People are going to call you delusional. And it's okay. Don't be offended by that. You have to live in your delusion until the thing that you want comes into reality. See, us as human beings, as people, we make reality real, because everything that we can see outside of nature, everything material for the most part, has come out of some person's mind. The car, the cell phone, the TV, the clothes that you have on your back, the roof that's over your head. Anything that's in this world was only once imagined, and it wasn't always tangible for someone to put their hands on it to say, here is a car. The car first came out of Henry Ford's mind first, before it was reality. So I'm going to live in my delusion until the things that's in my mind come to pass, until it's reality. And I know that I have this power as a human being because I've bought things into existence that wasn't always here for me. And you have the same power as a human being. So a lot of people are going to doubt you. You can't doubt yourself. That's the only things that matter. A lot of people are going to doubt you. The only thing is, you cannot doubt yourself. Be in delusion until that delusion, and mixed with your will, has manifested and materialized the things that you see and feel and desire in your heart. Point blank, period. And I know, for the people out there listening, if you haven't manifested something on a large scale, you have manifested something on a small scale, something that wasn't real or something that wasn't going on. You thought it, you said it, you took action, and before a little while, that very thing has come to pass. So I think a lot of us live in delusion. The only difference is, some people let other people tell them that it can't happen for them, and then they believe it. And other people choose to live in their delusion before other people choose to live in their delusion Steve Jobs come out with the Apple phone. Other people choose to live in their delusion. Jeff Bezos with Amazon. Some people choose to live in their delusion. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player ever, who got cut from his basketball team. Steph Curry chose to live in his delusion when they told him that he was too small, he didn't have enough talent, he couldn't go to the NBA because of all these different things, but he chose to believe different. So I'm telling you, you must believe different for yourself. Be in your delusion. Don't let nobody take your imagination and strip the things that you desire to have for yourself. It is possible. I'm going to tell you again, it is possible. Reality is not some hard thing that cannot be molded or willed to the things that you want and the things that you desire. You have to tap in. I mean, think about all the wonderful creators and all the things that we have right now as luxuries that was once in somebody's mind. The Walt Whitman Bridge was once in somebody's mind. Now is a connector for people to get from New Jersey to PA in 1 minute versus back in the day, people had to get on boats and ferries and swim across to get from Camden to Philadelphia. But because somebody had the vision, somebody had the delusion to think that they could create a bridge so people could just drive across and make it more convenient for people like me and you to commute from New Jersey to PA. It was once not here, but now it is. So I hope that you stay delusional. I hope that you stay working on the things that you want to will into this reality and let nobody strip you of your imagination and the things that you know and feel and desire in your heart that will come to pass if you put the work in and keep doing what you're supposed to do to make that thing come into reality. Point blank, period. And I'm out.